Volunteers Week is running from the 1st to the 7th of June. So here at RNIB Connect Radio, we're celebrating some of our fantastic RNIB volunteers.
I'm now joined by Keith Ainsworth, who's been volunteering for the RNIB for over 30 years. Hello, Keith, and thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Good morning.
So, I mean, let's start off the obvious place. 30 years volunteering, that's an incredible achievement. How did you get into it?
I'd had two heart attacks and had nothing to do, so I phoned up about 7 or 8 charities, wanted to do work, and I wanted to, if I was working, I wanted to know what the administration cost was.
Yeah.
And the RNIB came out tops. It was the lowest administration costs of any of the charities I rung up. So I thought, right, I'll do my spare time for this, for the RNIB.
And this was, so it's to this, I'm right in thinking it was 30 years ago, aren't I?
35 years ago.
So what did you start off doing 35 years ago? What did you start off doing for the RNIB?
Just placing sooty boxes out. I placed 500 sooty boxes out within the first month. And then it all escalated from there. I started doing other things, organising abseils and bungee jumps. And one particular thing, it was a jail and bail, where we organised Lancaster City Councillors to get arrested, plus myself, in different parts of Lancaster and Morecambe. And we got arrested by the police, and we had the local radio onto us at the same time. We got put on the bus with the police, and then we was taken. We all had jail uniforms on.
Yeah.
And we got let out at Lancaster City Centre, and we all had balls and chains on, and marched up to Lancaster Prison, where we carried buckets, and the people was putting coins in the buckets on the way up, and then we was put into cells and then got our fingerprints taken, and we wasn't let out unless we promised £500 or more.
So you essentially, you got yourself nicked to raise 500 quid for the RNIB, and that was the bail bonds.
Yeah, plus about 8 or 9 Lancaster City Councillors, and we raised on that particular thing, I think it was about £16,500.
That's probably the most ingenious way I've heard of raising money for a charity.
Yes, it was.
One of the more interesting ones.
Yeah, it was very interesting. As I say, we got our fingerprints taken and put into the old cells in Lancaster. It's like a big castle, and yeah, it used to be a prison.
Well, I hope you remained out of trouble after actively giving your fingerprints over.
Yes, I did, yeah.
So we'll just go back. You said within the first month you dropped 500 sooty boxes. I imagine 30-odd years later you've dropped quite a few more.
Yeah. Once over, I had over 1,000 boxes out, and I collected them monthly, 2 monthly. I set it out into a rota where it suited me and suited the shops, pubs, clubs, and wherever they went.
And this is in the Lancaster area?
Lancaster, Morecambe, Carnforth, Silverdale, Kirby Lonsdale, different areas.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been doing this for so long now, and you must have... Have you got an estimate of how much you may have raised through what you've done for the RNIB?
Roughly about £450,000.
Wow. Well, I mean, from me and the RNIB, thank you very much. I'm sure they tell you that enough, but that's an incredible amount of money.
Yes, it is. And I've enjoyed doing it all the 35 years I've been doing it.
Has it brought you, I imagine, to just for something like that, for a charity which you're helping so many people, for you to have raised that much money gives you an enormous sense of well-being. Now, I can tell that you're not doing it for that, but I imagine it does have some positive side effects.
Oh, it does. It keeps your mind going. You get out and meeting various people, different types of people, and it's very, very interesting. I found it very, very interesting over the 35 years.
I imagine you are probably the biggest fundraiser that the RNIB have had. And if there's anybody out there who would like to challenge Keith, I think you should go out and give it a go. If there's anybody listening, Keith, that's thinking, I would like to do some volunteering, but I'm not sure if I've got the time, or I'm not sure I've got the effort maybe, what would you say to them?
Get yourself off your backside and get out and do it. It's absolutely fantastic. As I've said, you're not stagnating in front of the television or sit down reading books. You're getting out and meeting different people. And there is some very good people out there and they make you welcome every time you go. I was known in Lancaster and Markham area as Mr. Sooty Man.
That's fantastic.
No matter where I've gone in the streets, if I've been walking through Sainsbury's, Asda's, Morrison's, whatever, oh, here's Mr. Sooty Man, how are you doing?
So you became a bit of a known man for the RNIB within the Lancaster area?
Yes, I have, yeah.
And you said you did it on a rota that worked for you, and if people are thinking maybe, oh, I don't have enough time for it, I imagine with this kind of volunteering, you can just do it when it suits you.
You go out when it suits you. If you've got to go for a sunny day and you want to get out in the countryside, and you think, oh, I'll go up to Silverdale today and empty a few boxes and get out there. My wife usually comes with me. Well, she drives because I'm registered by myself.
Yeah.
So I just ask her and she takes me out. And also I've got a gentleman called Mr. Kenneth Hocking. He's been taking me out for a number of years, and I think he deserves a mention as well. He's been brilliant with me, and I've only got to pick the phone up and what day do you want to go out, Keith? And he's been brilliant.
And once you've collected the money from the sooty boxes, how do you get it to the RNIB?
I used to have to count it by hand. My daughter's helped me, my wife helped me, but now you just empty it into a cloth bag, you take it up to the bank, empty it into a machine, it counts it for you. And then you just get your receipt and send your receipt into the RNIB.
Oh, and then so you'll kind of put it in your account and then send it on what you've got.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay, well, I mean, I think we've heard all we needed, but as we've said, and as I've said, I'm sure the RNIB will say again, thank you very much for your service, because without people like you, and you in particular, I don't think we'd be anywhere near where we are at the minute. Do you know what I mean? You've raised so much money. I think you've done a fantastic job, Keith.
I've enjoyed doing it, and the RNIB's always been all right with me. I've only to ask for things, and it's there.
Is that part of the reason you do it as well, as somebody that's registered blind? Are you doing it because the RNIB have helped you in the past?
Yeah. Nothing's been too much trouble for the RNIB. If I've asked for other sooties or badges or different things to give out to children, because there's children out there that do quite a lot. I've got one estate in particular, it's called Rylands Estate in Lancaster, and the little kids on there raise a lot of money for me. They phone me up and say, Keith, we've raised £200 or we've raised £300 for you. They're doing jumbo sales or what have you, and yeah, they're absolutely brilliant, the kids.
So because you're known as Mr. Sooty Man, these people are, you've almost got minions running around for you.
That's right, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
well, good on you, Keith. Thank you very much for speaking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. And as I say, anybody out there that's wanting to get off the backsides and do something useful, go out there and get involved with the RNIB, because it's a brilliant charity and it's a brilliant cause.
If you'd like to volunteer for the RNIB, call 01 733 375450 for more information.